Thank you, Ian. On with the news. We had a letter earlier referring to footballing legend Terry Alcock. Details of a tribute to him are given, and then the Bishop of Norwich goes on a pilgrimage. And continuing the nature theme, Eton is visited by peacocks, Swannington in bloom is coming up, and there is a new sensory garden for the Clare School. Details of the funeral arrangements for Norwich City legend Terry Alcock have been revealed, as one of his fellow Canaries during the famous 1959 FA Cup run added his tribute. Norwich City supporters will be able to show their respects when Mr. Alcock's hearse does a lap outside Carrow Road, where he plundered so many of the goals which made him the club's second highest goal scorer. Known as the Count, Mr. Alcock scored 106 goals in a Canaries career spanning 11 years, from 1958 to 1969. Mr. Alcock's hearse will complete a lap outside the football ground on Carrow Road at 4 p.m. on Thursday, June the 27th, with supporters and club staff invited to pay their respects.
They say when a Christian saint was guided to safety by a beaver, he ordained it as a bishop. Now, the modern-day Bishop of Norwich is set to follow in the footsteps of St. Felix, who set out to bring Christianity to the region almost 1,400 years ago. The Right Reverend Graham Usher will follow in the saint's footsteps through West Norfolk as part of a pilgrimage visit. There are plans to stitch paths and lanes together to make a permanent pilgrimage route, the St. Felix Way, from Castle Rising to Walsingham, including the churches Felix founded at Bamaglee and Sherborne. It will reawaken a route of pilgrimage and give Felix, the missionary saint, recognition for bringing the good news of the Christian faith to East Anglia, said the Reverend Mark Capron, rector of Dursingham.
A party of peacocks have been prowling the streets of Eton, ruffling the feathers of some locals. Up to four of the exotic birds have been spotted strutting through the village, and although their colourful tails have been delighting some, not everyone is happy with the unexpected guests. The peacocks have been annoying locals by helping themselves to bird feeders, destroying gardens and allotments and being noisy. And speculation has been rife as to where the unwelcome guests came from, with some suggesting that the birds escaped from a farm in Mulbarton. But not all villagers have been anti-peacocks. As one shopkeeper said, "I never hear anyone complaining about them being a nuisance. They just do their own thing."
The Swannington in Bloom fundraiser on June the 30th will have 11 gardens to explore, including Swannington Manor and Manor Farmhouse. Classic car displays showcasing vehicles including Triumph Stags, Morgans and a Lotus Elan will also be an offer to visitors. Cream teas will be available in the garden at Swannington Manor, and the award-winning farm butchery, Swannington Farm to Fork, will be serving up a barbecue on the village common. Other refreshments include Pims by the pond at Rushton Meadows and light lunches at St Margaret's Church. The event is being held to raise funds to maintain the village play area, which has recently received a new accessible roundabout, thanks to a grant from Biffa Award and the village's 13th century church. The gardens will be open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m, with dogs welcome if kept on a lead at all times. Adult tickets cost £7.50 if bought in advance and are available via the Swannington in Bloom website. Tickets will also be available on the day at the main car park.
A dilapidated sensory garden at a special needs school has been successfully refurbished thanks to charity, the Norfolk Lords Taverners, and donor contributions. The charity has a history of supporting the Clare School, most recently by donating a specially adapted minibus in July last year. According to Rebecca Wicks, the Clare School's head teacher, the garden had fallen into a state of disrepair and had become unsafe for pupils. The Lords Taverners made substantial donations to the school. Norfolk Lords Taverners regional chairman Gary Towers revealed that renovation funds came in part from donations in memory of Lord Taverner Chris Gillam and from a charity cricket match. Taverners Gordon Smart and Eddie Elmhurst also made personal contributions. To make up the additional funding needed, the school successfully applied to the Boswell's Charitable Trust. Now the garden is in perfect condition and ready for use. It has been carefully designed to stimulate all five senses: touch, smell, taste, sound, and sight.
We have another brief feature for you now. Plans have been unveiled for the creation of the first Norfolk trading wherry for more than a century. Mark Boggess's report is read by Ian Robertson.